Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, feline friends. Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Byrne. So one of the topics that's near and dear to me is keeping your cats indoors. I know that there's, you know, schools of thought. Some people think their cats are fine outdoors. Some people think no. Some people think because they live in, you know, a little bit of a rural setting, you know, the country, it's fine. But it's really not. And we're going to talk to a special guest today that's going to share why. So stay tuned.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Sarah McFarlane. She is a spokesperson for PETA, and we're talking today about why all cats should be indoors. Welcome, Sarah. Can you give some background on yourself? And I don't know who might not know about this, but a little bit about PETA?
Absolutely. Good morning. Yes. So PETA, we are the world's largest animal rights organization with over 10 million members and supporters globally. And our goal is to end exploitation and killing of animals for any animal for any reason.
Okay, thank you so much. So we're talking today about why all cats should be indoor cats. And there's two schools of thought. You know, some people think that cats should, you know, be out in the wild, and which means out in our cities and urban areas, it's not that wild. And some people are strictly, you know, indoor. I'm of the latter. But why should cats be kept inside?
Well, our cats, they depend on us to keep them safe. And every moment a cat is allowed to roam outside unattended, they face potentially deadly risks. So speeding cars and diseases and parasites and sadly even attacks from cruel people. And letting cats outside when they're unattended, this is like playing Russian roulette with their lives. And that's why the safest place for cats is always indoors.
I absolutely agree. There's also a stat that says that cats left outdoors, I don't know if this is feral community or just, you know, cats that are left outdoors on a regular basis, don't even make it to their fifth birthday.
Yeah, the average lifespan for cats, and this is feral or not, the average lifespan for a cat who's allowed to go outdoors is 3 to 5 years. And when our cats are kept inside and given the proper care, they can live 20 plus years. I had a cat who lived to 20 years who was inside. We never let her out. So letting them outside, I mean, that is a significant drop in their life expectancy. And like you said, feral or a cat with a family.
So what are the types of things that PETA sees regarding cats left to roam outside? Besides the obvious, you know, like they can get hit by a car or picking up diseases or attacked by animals. I mean, I live in Fort Lauderdale and there are so many raccoons around here and possums. You would not think, right? Fort Lauderdale, you know, big city, but they're there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. There are so many threats to cats outside. Like you said, other wildlife, illnesses, injury, but frighteningly, every single day, PETA hears horrendous reports of people attacking cats. And we see stories all the time of people setting cats on fire, beating them to death, stabbing them, poisoning them, even shooting them with guns or bows and arrows. And we see this horrific abuse all across the country in all settings. And what's so heartbreaking is that preventing these deaths, it's as simple as just keeping our cats inside where it's safe and where they belong. We can prevent this.
Thank you. You know, we're on Catitude. You know, a lot of people have cats. Some don't. Some are thinking about adopting cats. What about for those that don't have cats? Why should they care about this issue?
Well, no kind person wants to see a cat suffer. You know, cats who are allowed to roam outside as well, they decimate local populations of birds and other wildlife. So it's in all animals' best interest for cats to be kept inside. And some of the people actually who care most about cats being left outdoors are those who don't even have them, but they don't want cats roaming in their yards or killing birds at their feeders. So this is an issue that does affect us all.
Okay, thank you. So, you know, some people are, yeah, I'm going to keep my cat indoors. Some are like, well, this and that. And then I've talked to some that say, well, you know, cats are, they're domesticated, but they're used to hunting. They like to be outside. I just don't see why I should restrict my cat from being, you know, outdoors. My cat, you know, in their mind, doesn't go in the street. They're safe. You know, it's okay. What do you say to those people that are just really think their cats need to be outdoors?
Right. Well, you know, that is an important question. And it's important for us to remember our cats, they're not tigers or bobcats or cougars. Over thousands of years, cats have been domesticated. They've been manipulated to be dependent on humans for their care. So they're not anywhere near as self-sustaining as cats, you know, big cats in the wild, like tigers and lions. And these definitely are cats that we're talking about. These are like dependents. They're completely dependent on us. And we have to make the best decision for their safety. And like we said earlier, considering when cats are left outside or allowed to go outside, their lifespan is only 3 to 5 years. Letting them outside is not what's best for them. We've got to keep them indoors.
That's what I think too. I mean, I'm fortunate enough where it's warm all year long, but my cats are indoors. I have a catio, which means it's my patio, but it's theirs. So they rule. It has more cat furniture than people furniture. And I think at least 3 water fountains and a couple of fountains.
I love that. We love catios at PETA. We think they're great. That's like the perfect environment for an indoor cat. We love it.
Yeah. And it's funny. I could see my cats, you know, watching the iguanas, big iguanas, large ones.
Wow.
Talking to the dog next door, the neighbor dog, when the dog comes out to do their business.
Oh,
you know, I also don't think people realize sometimes the elements when their cats are outdoors. I mean, I'm in a warm climate, but it gets hot here. And I don't think cats do especially well in constant heat, especially when they're, you know, domesticated and used to, you know, the cush life, being inside and air conditioned and everything. And what about cold? Don't the elements have an effect as well?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. There's definitely a misconception that because animals or cats have fur, that they have fur coats on or something. That is absolutely not true. We at PETA, we always say, if you're cold, your cat is cold. They pretty much feel what we feel. And cats, you left out in the winter, that is just one of the most treacherous environments for cats, is cold weather. And we hear this all the time in our, like at our community animal project. We see cats, homeless cats, or cats who are left outside. I mean, they so easily can freeze to death, or they get these terrible upper respiratory infections and they don't have veterinary care. So a lot of times they're just left to die slowly. They die these horrible deaths. And yeah, winter time is, it's the worst time of the year probably for cats who are left outside.
Yeah.
Summer too is terrible. Yeah.
I agree. And let's also take a moment to say, watch out for hidden spaces or hidden locations for cats. Check your tires, check underneath your car and bang the hood of your car. Cats hide in these areas. Even if it's not cold weather, you know, place, if it's their torrential rains, your cat could go up inside the motor block. So just be aware.
Yes, that's a great idea. And also, if you know of anyone in your area or one of your friends who lets their cat out, please share this information with them and let them know. It's never obviously safe or healthy to let their cats outside, but definitely with the colder weather coming up, be sure to let them know how dangerous winters are for cats.
Okay, thank you. What about if somebody witnesses some of the cruelty we just talked about to animals, you know, cats, but just animals in general? What should they do?
Yeah, well, you know, a quick call to the authorities, that literally can mean the difference between life and death for an animal in danger. And we urge people to never ignore an animal in distress or any suspicious activity you might see or hear. So, of course, like if you hear gunshots or you suspect maybe there's somebody leaving tainted cat food out in your area or reports of cats going missing, we urge everybody to alert police or animal control immediately and definitely make helping that cat the priority. And if you're able to document the cruelty, do that as well. So if you're able to safely, don't trespass, of course, but if you're able to safely photograph or tape what's going on, be sure to do that and send the footage to animal control or the police. And, you know, of course, we can also prevent this abuse by urging our friends and our family members and our neighbors, always keep your cats indoors.
Okay, thanks so much. Let's talk about trap and neuter and release programs, otherwise known as TNR.
Yeah, so TNR, trap, neuter, release, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's when homeless cats are rounded up, they're trapped, they're either spayed or they're neutered, and they're released back outside. And the thing about that is whether a cat is homeless or part of a family, they're domesticated. You know, they depend on humans for the necessities of life, for their food, their water, their shelter, their veterinary care. So TNR, this really means trap, neuter, and reabandon for cats. And when they're turned outside, they're guaranteed to have a short and miserable life. And when cats are released outdoors, like we said, they suffer immensely from dehydration and starvation, parasites, upper respiratory infections, and of course, cruel humans. And, you know, when a cat isn't a victim, a cat is a predator. We have to remember that. On average, a cat outdoors will kill 250 birds and other animals every single year. So that's why PETA does not support TNR programs. It's not a solution for homeless cats.
So what is a good solution?
We know the only way to address this situation to stop homeless animals is to support spay and neuter legislation, which PETA has always supported. That is the only way that we're going to combat the homeless crisis. There are an estimated 70 to 80 million homeless dogs and cats in the United States alone, and that's because they're not being spayed and neutered.
That's crazy. It's a challenge, definitely, if there's a, you know, feral community in your neighborhood and you, you know, trap them, get them fixed, but you can't adopt. So you are possibly at capacity at your home. There are no kill shelters, but they do get to capacity as well. So yeah, legislation is the way to go. What else can people do to help?
Well, you know, of course, the most important thing you can do, whether you have a cat or not, just want to reiterate it, make sure every cat you know is spayed or neutered. If there's a cat you know who isn't, talk to their guardian, let them know about the homeless animal crisis, let them know how important this is. And of course, if you have a cat, again, make sure you're keeping them indoors. We talked about the catio. We love catios. If you're not able to create a catio, you can make a wonderful and fulfilled indoor environment for your cat. Just give them a room with a view and toys, some scratching posts, other enrichment. And we have so many great ideas on PETA.org. So for anybody who's interested, just go on over to our website. We've got all the information you need.
Okay, thank you so much for coming on Catitude, Sarah, and sharing all this wonderful information with our listening audience.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this show. I want to thank Sarah McFarlane from PETA for coming on Catitude and sharing such wonderful insight as why all cats should be indoor cats. You can find out more. Just go to PETA.org. Thank you to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. They live the good life indoors. They've always been indoors. Thanks again for everyone listening to Catitude. I appreciate your listenership. And of course, a huge thank you to my producer for doing all he does to make my show and all shows on Pet Life Radio sound amazing. And remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.